Let me read it.
Tonight. Dang frog. There are three principal causes for which we find ourselves desolate. The first is because we are tepid, slothful, or negligent in our spiritual exercises. And so through our faith, faults, spiritual consolation withdraws from us. The second, to try us and see how much we are, how much we extend ourselves in the service and praise, without so much payment of consolation and increased graces. Third, to give us true recognition and understanding, so we may truly feel that it is not ours to attain or maintain increased devotion, intense love or tears or any spiritual consolation, but that all is the gift and grace of God our Lord, so we may not build a nest in something belonging to another, raising our mind to some pride or vainglory, attributing to ourselves the devotion or the other parts of the spiritual consolation.
So the three principal causes of desolation, being slothful, tepid, neglecting our spiritual exercises, so just not paying attention to our internal spiritual life. We could look at it as we're not even paying attention to what the Lord's doing in our life or what we're doing in our life, and so the Lord can't reward anything that isn't going on. So he doesn't want to reward us for something that is
brought upon our negligence.
Yeah. Passiveness of pursuing him. The second would be God is testing us to see if we stay faithful, even if we don't have his grace or his felt grace, felt presence in consolation. So a sense of, am I going to God because of God, or am I going to
God because what he does,
because of feelings?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, what he does. So, am I going to the God of God, or am I going to the God of feeling? So, and then third, to realize that consolation is a gift and a grace from God that you did not activate. You did not achieve, and it protects us from a sense of pride, of I deserve this.
Yeah. Which is a hard lesson to learn, especially with this rule, right? Because so often when we are in that place of negligence, I feel like we swing two ways. Either we're like a perfectionist, so we always beat up ourselves that it's caused by me. I was negligent. I was tepid. I didn't want to pray, and I kind of like relished doing the things that I deserved, that I was entitled to, right? Or we can swing on the other end, which is God's a loving God. Why does he make me work for these things, right? Isn't his job just to take care of me? And like, once again, like for the previous rule, we kind of expect a more passive approach, which is I exist. That should be good enough for God, and therefore I should be receiving all these love and all these gifts.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, like these rules to help us realize that relationship takes a lot of work. One does not simply enter a relationship and just receive.
Mm-hmm.
Something is asked of the other. In this communication or dialogue, it's not a monologue, it's a dialogue.
Yeah. So those are the nine rules, and so going back to, you know, rule six, being active with more prayer, meditation, and examine and penance, like the examine of like, okay, why is this desolation? Oh, it's because I haven't really been paying attention to what the Lord's even doing in my life. Or you know what, I think the Lord is just testing me to see if I'll do X, even though I'm not feeling any consolation about doing it. I want to do it for his greater glory and not for the feeling that he gives me. And then just that giftedness that God desires to gift us with consolation, which rule 10, we can talk about what happens when we are in consolation.
Amen. Last note. That's the highest form of love. And that's why we pray and we develop a relationship with God, is to love God for who he is and to love the things that he wants us to love. But in order for that to happen, there's a growth and a purification that follows. So with that, we're going to move into rule number 10.